You're learning Daf Yutes. I'm starting the new parak. A person says he wants to give money to Hekdesh like his weight. You know, he weighs 100 pounds, he wants to give 100 coins. And he didn't specify, if he specifies silver, he gives silver. If he specifies zav, he gives zav of that weight. So im mishkali alai, no yisim mishkali. Im kesef, kesef. If he said he wants to give kesef, he gives kesef. Zav, zav. Maisa be'ima shal yarmtia. There was a story with the mother of Yarmtia. Shamra mishkal biti alai. He said, I want to pay to Hekdesh the weight of my daughter. V'alshul ushlaim, v'shaklo mishkala. Zahav. And they weighed her, and they made her pay Zahav. And you see the Gemara, that's a steer to the Reish of Mishtok, which says there, what depends what you made up. Here it sounds like she didn't make anything up. So why did they charge Zahav? We'll see in the Gemara. That's the first part of the Mishtok. So Mishtok Vaita. What happens is Mishkol Yodilai. I want to pay the weight of my hand. Now the problem is, the weight of your hand, how do you figure that out? So Rabbi Yehuda, what you do is, you fill a barrel of water, you stick your hand in until your armpit, and then it displaces some water, so it's missing some water in the barrel. Now, take a bone, a limb of a chamar that has in it bones and veins, just like a person has bones and veins in his hand. You put it into the barrel until the barrel fills up, and now then you weigh the meat, and that's how you know how much it weighs. That's what Yehuda says. How is it possible to make sure the basa chamar has the same amount of proportion of bones like the limb of a person? It's impossible. And the weight of atzamah segidim are not the same weight as basa. So how do you know to make it exact? So it's not going to be the exact thing. Ella, what do? You approximate how much you think that the hand will weigh. You figure out how much he weighs, you figure out approximately how much you think the hand weights. That's what you do. You just do approximate. According to Rabbi, you have to do exact measures. According to Rabbi, you do approximate. Zok to Gemar. My im kesef kesef. Mishnah says, you weigh him, and if it's kesef, he gives kesef. If it's zav, he gives zav. My im kesef kesef, im zav zav. Om Rav Yehuda, pirish kesef kesef. If you're mefarish that you want to give your weight in kesef, then it's kesef. Then you give kesef. Pirish zav zav. If you Mefarish, they want to give gold, then you give it gold. So it's more pshita. It's pashut. Hakamash v'lon. What teaching us is, mzav, zav, kass, teach us, you know what teaching us? Time with the parish. That's only because you spoke it out. Haloi pirish, palta naf shoy v'choldu. You can even give anything that they use as weights, you give that. Kedir rechava, then rechava, v'ashra tequila kufra, in a city where they weigh pitch, like it's tar, you can use pitch to pat yourself, even though it's not zav or kesef. You go to the smallest thing that you weigh. He says, I want to give my mishkol. You give it anything that you weigh that's normal to weigh. Pshita was also possible. You get the talk of the kayal. Some weigh the pitch when they sell it, and some just sell it, you know, by the barrel without weighing it. So you would think, Mao the tema, keeping the cool loy, takli loy, it can't mean that's what you meant. You meant to pay in those weights. Kamash v'law, no. The Gemara continues with such an idea. I'm Rapapa, but Asher takli shamchi, in a place where they weigh onions, then the loch is, in a place where they weigh onions, pata nafshe fil v'shamchi, you can pay with onions. Pshita. The minig was that after they weighed a bag of onions for someone, they threw an extra 2-3 onions. So now they have a bottle of mishkol. It's not called a mishkol anymore. Gamash v'lon, no. So the Gemara is saying is like this: that if someone speaks out, he's going to give his weight in gold or his weight in kesef, you give it. But he says it's stama, you could give it in anything that's weighed, the least amount of, you know, something that is weighed, I could give that. And the Gemara gives two examples, either onions or pitch, that you weigh, you could give that to Hekdesh. And that's much less value than kesef azal. The Mishnah went weiter. The Mishnah said a Maisa. Said a Maisa with Yarmtia, that she said Mishko biti alai, and when they came to Beis Hamikdash, they made her give Shalzav. So afraid the Gemara, Maisa lista, it's a stira. Because here it's stomach. We just said by stomach, you give nothing, you give but onions. And here we're saying, he made him give Zav. What's going on here? They made her give Zav. My Salista. And for the Gemara, Chasuri Mechshav, Hachik Tani. If the person making the net is an Adam Chashav, Avagav loy pirish. Even if it was mafarish, lefi chvoidoy amrinon. You have to give amdinon, maybe chvoidoy amdinon. You have to evaluate him like his covered, like his worth, and therefore he has to give shazav. And ma'is be mishal yarmatiyah shomru mishkan vita alive. Also, yerushalayim v'shaklu v'nastu mishkan shazav. Taka that be'ima shal yarmatiyah. She said Mishkal biti alai, and they made it pay zav. Why? Because she was an Adam Chashuv. And therefore with her, Stama is Shazav. So that's all when someone says he wants to pay his weight. Depends on how much he weighs, that's what he does. Amrav Yudah, ha'ime kamasi alai. I want to give my height. So what does that mean? So what it means is, you have to take this thick reed that could stand up like your height, and You have to. If you said shokasef, you have to, it's like a gold bar, a silver bar. If it goes off, it's a gold bar. You have to pay how much that is. Something that can stand up to your height. There has to be a little thickness to it. And it's a pole. It's your height. And if you said shazav, you give zav or kasef. That's what you give. The your height. That's what you're giving to Hekdash. Kamasi alayus sharbet she'im nechvaf. You have to give like a reed that doesn't bend, a stick that doesn't bend. It's thick enough that won't bend. Mali kamasi, like a 6 foot stick that doesn't bend. But so ain't nechvaf. Mali kamosay alai. If he says mali, he has an extra word here. Mali kamosay. Then you give shavat hanechvaf. Why is it shavat hanechvaf? Because mali kamosay means it could go to my height. It doesn't have to be stand up. It could be a little flimsy, but it could reach up to my height. Mali kamosay.
My height. He's 15 years old, and tragedy was one height. But then when he actually gave the money, it was a different height.
So the Gemara says, by heck, you should give a shas nesina. You give like shas nesina. When he's ready to get the money, that's when you evaluate it.
Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe my heck means even flimsy. Look, my sin means my full height, standing straight up.
The Gemara holds, I guess, mali means like it fills up. It fills up. It can fill up. It can fill it up. By sticking it up, it can fill it up.
And no, then
that's
maybe
it's the opposite. Fill up means. I like that. Meisve, we ask a casual brisa. It says, "Kamasi alai, mali kamasi alai." Either way, noisin sharbet she'ena nechvaf. You give a sharbet that's not nechvaf. You give a sharbet that's not nechvaf. So what do you see? You see, you have to give a thick sharbet no matter what. So I say kamasi, mali kamasi. And for the Gemara, Rav Yehuda says that by mali kamasi, you can give less. He holds like Rabbi Kiva. Who done with Rabbi Kiva? The Daik listening to Yisrael. The Daik, the extra lashon of Malay, we're going to show in a different oifen. Rabbi Kiva dashes the extra lashon. That's how we learned in the Mishnah. Loy es abar, v'loy es adus. When someone sells a field, to let's say I'm selling a field to Moshi, the field has in it a bar and a dus. It's a different like caves or ditches that I store stuff in it. When I sold Moshi the field, I did not mean the bar and dus. Even though I said the words umkavaruma, what I meant is umkavaruma of the house. What? You're really selling a house here, not a what? Babasra. He's not selling, I said he's selling a field. It's in case he's selling a house. He's selling a house with a property. So you don't sell the bar and the dos. Even though you wrote on the star umkavaruma, even though you said umkavaruma, which means under the house and above the house, means I could put an extra floor on the house. But Moshe is not kind of the bar and the dust. I saw him the house, he's not kind of the bar and the dust. V'tzorach likach loy derech. And now me, who I still have my storage cave, I had to get into my field. It belongs to Moshe. I have to buy a derech. No, I sold the house and the field. But umkavrum means in there, not the bar and dust. How do I get the bar and dust? I got to buy a derech. That's what, why? Because when you sell... But I in Yafa, I sold. I sold everything. Then you don't have to buy a derech. When I sell by Ayin Ra, and I leave a derech for myself. That's a chum hold. Umoide Rabbi Kiva that you don't have to buy a derech. But zman shomaloi chutz meilu. If you speak out chutz from a baron, does you speak it out? Shein zar likal derech. You don't have to buy a derech. Why? Because since you spoke out extra words, so anyway we're in gain the bar. You spoke out extra words saying, no, I'm not giving you the bar at all. I'm even keeping the derech myself. Alma kimin loy tzarech, since he didn't need those words, but ka'ambar, he said those words, chutz, l'tfuye milsa ka'asi. He was trying to add on more for himself that even has the derech. So hachinam, he says, male, kimin loy tzarech, since he didn't have to say the word male, but ka'ambar, l'tfuye milsa ka'asi. He's trying to be marbe that male kamas, trying to say that even if it's nichfaf, that's enough to give the neder. Even if it's nichva, I'll give the neder. What? I know, it's a mimayit. But we're saying you dash in the extra words of him, that means to say even nichva. It's moist of the gab of the stick. Even nichva is still called kamasa. So Marj ends off with a few shilas about this. A bailu, oim di mahu. Let's say the guy says, let's say kamasa. He says, my oim di, like my standing. So either it means his height, or it means nothing. So it's not neder at all. That's the Gemara Shaila. Either means by height or it's another. Reich by mile. This is Reich by. So either it means the width, how wide he is, or stick the width, or he meant to say my height, but with the thickness of my width. And that's much bigger. Now, Yeshivasi mile, while I'm sitting mile, either means the height while I'm sitting, or it means my width. Oibav mile means how thick you are. It means just the width of how thick you are, or it means your height and how thick it is. Hekepe mile. The question is, when you say Akefa, do you mean your circumference, you know, around you? Or it means some of your height and your thickness, like a mannequin. You know, something that size, and that's what you mean. All the shilas are teku, we're not sure, on all the shilas.